Welcome to this series of breathing exercises meant to nourish you completely. These will help you to settle down, open up, really relax, but invigorate at the same time. And a big part of their therapeutic advantage to incorporating them into your life when needed is that they really assist in letting go and really tuning you up. So let's go right in. This is going to be much more about how to do than what it is for specifically, but just settle in, be in whatever be a comfortable seated position for you. Just make sure the spine is straight. The head is lifting upward from the crown, meaning that then that the chin will just ever so slightly come forward. So you're not pinching your neck in any way. So you're as long as possible in your spine from tailbone to the crown. The jaw is relaxed. The shoulders are relaxed. So before we begin, just kind of squeeze the face, the eyes, the nose, the mouth, squeeze, and then just let that go. And let your breath come in, a couple breaths, just full breath in through the nose and out through the mouth a couple of times. Just begin the letting go and settling in. Sometimes just hearing something guided takes the focus off your thought process. So let that be the case and allow you greater and greater relaxation. Because in that space of relaxation, the great, great body intelligence can come into play and healing occurs. The body knows, it has a knowing. It's tapping that knowing. Close your eyes. Take this in. This is a prana, vayu breath. So much about integrity, lining up with your integrity with this breathing exercise. This is breathing the breath in through the crown of the head and bathe the brain with the intake of the breath fully. Exhale naturally. You're inhaling in and out the nose. It's really bringing the breath in from your surrounding through the crown of the head. Bathe the brain and exhale. Allow the breath to become consistent. Consistent inhale, consistent exhale. So here we are taking this prana energy in, bring it in, and at the top of the inhalation, focus it right on the third eye, the space between your eyebrows. Focus that energy right there, and on the exhale right out through the third eye, through the senses. Feel your senses light up with clarity. Just do that a few more times, breathing in. You're retaining the breath for only a moment, right at the third eye, and then you're exhaling. And exhale completely. You might even be contracting the navel as you do so. So, waking you up, clearing your vision, taking in. The next breath is in the mouth and out the mouth. So you're going to relax the jaw. And this is bringing breath in. But on the exhale, once we get into the practice of it, it is about the energy going up. So Nice and smooth. Inhale in the mouth, down the throat. And exhale the same way out the mouth. Do that until you are consistent and smooth. Naturally inhaling and exhaling, the lips are relaxed. They're just parted. Now on this one, the intake of air comes in, and then at the peak of the inhalation, retain the breath at the top of your throat. And we're going to exhale the sound Om. With the release of the breath and the sound of Om, the energy goes upward. This relates to your throat center, the healing thereof, removing blocks, and your creative expression going up. So the next one, take the inhale. Hold at the top, and on the exhale, and now as you do this one, it becomes very lovely. It's like a ring, a bell that comes out. Om is a three-syllable word in its tone. It's Aum, A-U-M. I'll do two more with you. And then at any time when you want to do more of these, pause and do them and then come back. So inhaling. Let's do one more together. Great. That is the Udana Vayu breath, and it relates to authenticity. Bearing that in mind, if this is done daily, it will help connect and connect and connect to the potent, authentic space inside and exercise a way of creatively expressing just that outwardly. So moving on, Vyana Vayu is next, and Vyana Vayu is outward expressed energy versus upward or inward, and it's from the heart. It is about responsibility. Now that, when considered as you're breathing, responsibility in our heart, so really sharing ourselves responsibly. And let's begin by breathing in the nose and expanding into the lungs and the chest and the heart. And exhale out the nose. This is expanding and releasing energy and will help stop clenching and holding on so tightly. Great for our feeling, our waking up, how we feel, and just really expanding. So bring the hands now to the heart. In namaste is pretty easy, so that's hand to hand, palm to palm together. And inhale and bring the arms outward. And on the exhale, bring them back home to the center. So you are inhaling and stretching out. And then you're bringing that energy right back to its source on the exhalation. So inhaling into the chest, the heart, the lungs. moving the arms out, infinitely expanding through your fingertips, and exhale, bring that right back in to the chest. So the top of the inhale is when your arms are out to the side, fingertips reaching outward. Stay there for a moment, then exhale and bring them back to center, back to source, to the heart. And you can do this from standing position as well. Vyana Vayu. This is powerful. It strengthens us, helps relieve tension when you've worked very hard in the body, really use the body and the mind, certainly. So the power of this next one is easily felt. You are breathing in through the nostrils and bringing that breath down into the belly, into this center part of your belly and your navel. This one is an enriching experience. And it relates to digestion and our experiences, what we experience. The nutrients in our body are absorbed from this part of the body, just as our experiences in our life are absorbed by our inner knowing. And we don't want to miss out on our own experience. This kind of breath really enlightens the inner sun and brings warmth, and it contracts and extracts energy from our surroundings. So bringing the breath right in, down, expand the belly. Exhale, so then this breath becomes smooth and consistent. Keep that going. This is your great regulator. You have a fire and a water element at work in this part of the body. So keep breathing into the center. So at the peak of this inhalation, you concentrate the energy right there in your center. And then the exhale from the navel goes throughout the entire body, like you are an inner sun expanding energy all the way through your being. This beautiful sun nourishing. Everything receiving the warmth from this space. You can imagine how illuminating this part of the belly can become with the breath coming in and going out, really getting charged. But do it slowly. It is not about an intense inhale and exhale. This is really slow and steady. You know, that thought of slow and steady wins the race, but it's about using energy well. If you're so fast and you're missing the ability to absorb nutrients, eating very fast and doing things super fast, and sometimes you can be quick without being rushed. So just slow down on the intake and the exhale and really consider contracting and expanding in your experience. Think of your food and think of your own fire internally. The next one is the last, and it's a completion breath, apana vayu. This is a downward movement. It's about grounded earth awareness, sturdy. It has a sensitivity to connecting our body with the earth. And it's very simple, but it's a deep breath inward. So all the way in and down the spine, down to your root. And then exhaling and sending that energy down through the legs, through the feet, just down into the earth. Keep it going very smooth. Bring the breath in all the way down. Let it go down into the earth on the exhale. Bringing you very present into the here, now. Releasing, grounding, rooting you. When that breath has stabilized there, hold the breath at that peak. Feel stability and groundedness at your very root. Exhaling, imagine this released energy traveling down into the earth. And do that a few more times. So truly letting go, letting things live. There was all these ways of utilizing the ever-present energy from breath that is all around. So when you feel like you've completed, it's a good time to sit or to be still, keeping that focus inward, and enjoy your relaxed state. And from this place of effortless awareness, sink ever deeper into your own experience. And always feel the bliss that is around you, in you, available to you. Don't miss that. If it's very present, sit with that. Bearing witness to it all. Going ever so inward. Watch the body breathe now naturally. Just watch. If indeed you are practicing in a quiet space, listen inward for an internal sound. And if it is present, go deeper into that. Some call it tinnitus. There is an inner roar, sound, bell. It can take different forms. But listen for it and go deeper into it. This connects us and deepens the experience. Be the watcher of the breath. And for a few more minutes, this recording will be going. You'll feel the support of that. Stay longer if you'd like. Allow the mind to take a rest. The body will breathe on its own. And see if you can sit with this stillness and keep expanding in your awareness. Om Shanti. Om.